Welcome to Produce Step Up, a podcast designed to inspire you to attain peak performance in your life and work. My name is Joseph Dimoke. Thanks for tuning in today. Thanks for joining me on Produce Step Up. Today, I want to talk to you about attracting wealth in your neighborhood. I want to talk about this because in the last episode of Produce Step Up, I took time to talk to us on turning on our wealth magnet. And what I want to talk about today is, now that you've turned on your wealth magnet, how do you attract the wealth in your neighborhood? It's important, wherever we find ourselves, what I believe very strongly is that there usually exists opportunities for us to be able to make money, opportunities for us to acquire wealth, opportunities for us to increase in our income. And if we do not pay attention to these things, we go to places and we think that, and we join people to say, oh, this place is dry, that place is not booming, and it's not good for business. Whereas people are just making money every day doing business in places like that. That is why I want to talk to you about how to acquire the wealth, how to attract the wealth in your neighborhood. I'd like to just get a very important point across to you. There are two key things you can do to be able to attract the wealth in your neighborhood. The first thing you have to do is to identify the problems people have there, the challenges they have, and the issues, the needs that need to be met in their area. When you have identified these things, ask yourself, my wealth magnet, that is what I can offer, what my talents are, my training, my experience, and everything that I can do, will I be able to solve this problem for them? If you can solve the problem for them, then go in there and begin to proffer the solution immediately. If you cannot, but you have enough interest, enough resources and passion to settle down and train yourself to be able to solve the problem, then that is also another avenue to be able to attract wealth in your neighborhood. So in this situation, these are things you do. Let me take time to talk about these two pathways of attracting wealth in your neighborhood. If you are taking the pathway of using the resources, the abilities you have in you to turn on wealth magnet, then what you do is that you need to take steps increasing your ability to attract wealth with your abilities. And there are two key things you can do about this thing. Increase your efficiency and effectiveness in the use of your wealth magnet. Increase your efficiency and effectiveness in using your abilities, in utilizing your skills, your knowledge and expertise in solving people's problems. You see, the way life is structured is this. People who have better things to offer are paid better money. That's the truth of the matter. In fact, you may say this guy is carnal, but let me tell you this. Pastors who have better things to offer are usually given better honorarium. Now, this is not a rule. It doesn't happen all the time, but a lot of time, that's a matter of fact. The same way a consultant, the same way a business person who have better things to offer is paid better, that is also how people who have better money, who have better resources, who have better solutions to offer are paid better money. Therefore, if you want to solve the problems, if you want to meet the need in your neighborhood by utilizing your innate abilities, your skills, your training and development, then the key thing you need to do is to settle down and increase your efficiency and effectiveness. Let me break that big English down. What I mean in essence is that you should increase your ability to get the result fast and your ability to get the work done very well. Now, those two things work together in that your ability to get the work done well will get you a few customers and will get you a few referrals. However, when people start coming, then the impasse, that is to say, when you now know you have to handle 3 or 4 people who you have to make their hair, 3 or 4 people who you have to design websites for, if you are me, 4 or 5 people who you have to do graphic design for, and they need their work the same day or in 2 days. They didn't do conference and decide to come to you at the same time. They called you from different locations from your phone number from the phone number you gave out on your advert. And at the same time, they demand that you get this work done for them. At that point, it's important to do their work very well. And beyond doing it very well, you should do it very fast. These are factors. These are things you begin to learn. These are things you begin to, how you begin to train yourself until you're able to get your work done very well. That's how you'll be able to solve this problem. Then another thing you can also do on this matter is that you settle down and begin to train yourself to be able to proffer solutions to the problem you have identified in an area. Please, it's important you have enough passion, enough interest, that will sustain you through the process of learning so as to equip yourself, so as to prepare yourself to be able to offer solutions to the problems people have in your area. When you are able to identify in totality what the issue is, find out if you have the resources, find out if you have the money, find out if you have all that it takes to get down to learn and train yourself to be able to solve the problem. It's when you can do that that you're able to indeed profile solution that will make people offer their hard-earned money to you in exchange for whatever value you are offering. Again, I want to tell you, look around in your area, look around in your neighborhood. There is usually wealth there that is on the streets. A lot of people, they can't cash in on the wealth for one reason. They are not trained to be able to cash in on it. They don't even recognize it. They recognize it, but they can do nothing about it. If you really want to acquire and attract the wealth in your neighborhood, then you need to take a step beyond what every other person is doing by opening your eyes to recognize the challenges, the problems, and the issues in your neighborhood, and then settling down to proper solution. Settling down to develop a solution and strategy problem, solve the problem. Once you're able to do this, then this is what you'll get. You will find that people who have those problems and challenges will run to you and say, oh, help us with this, help us with that, do that for us. And when they come making that request, you turn to them and make your own request. I will do this for you, but you guess you please. At this point, I want to encourage you to do something. Be careful you don't scare them away with price. You can start with low price. Perhaps you are going to charge far less than what you should charge. So you let them understand that you are indeed capable. You may have to charge far less than you should. So you begin to sell yourself and begin to, in fact, very importantly, develop confidence in your ability to provide the solution. You see, at the first instance, when you have learned all you should learn, some of those things you learned are highly theoretical. You need to settle down to practice for you to develop confidence. So allow people to pay you very little so you be sure of what you have learned with them. Sorry the way I'm saying it. I'm not saying you're going to start practicing or trying with people. But please, even if it means people don't pay you, the first few people don't pay you ahead, when you are now setting, you can now give them your prize. The bottom line is that this thing starts gradually. It's not magical. And of course, when you begin to make money in that sense, there are so many other things you have to do about how to plow back your wealth into a cycle that will get you money, how to now manage your money, how not to be extravagant and all that. These are practical things you can learn by reading other financial books. I'm not taking time to talk about them, or if you can follow me on Thursdays on Brogy.com. So once in a while, I take time to give what I call money sense. If you can go to Brogy.com for us and click on the money sense section, you get to learn some financial wisdom and practical tips you can apply in managing our money. But my emphasis today is this: there exists wealth in your neighborhood. It takes wisdom, it takes understanding, it takes your ability to recognize opportunities and position yourself to be able to cash in on them by providing the solution to the problems people in your area have, providing it consistently, providing it in the best possible way it can, and providing it very fast. When you're able to get this thing done, then you have begun to attract wealth in your neighborhood. And another very important step you should do is this: if you have begun to provide solutions to people in your village or in a particular street you are, why not extend it to your own layout? Why not extend it to the whole town? Why not move it to the whole state? Why not take your adverts to the whole country and then to the whole world? That is how we end up building big businesses. If you read stories about big entrepreneurs who patronize and who want to become like today, we'll find that they started that small. They built their empire gradually. They took their time to build their businesses until it became a very big empire that everybody wants to associate themselves with. The point I've made again is this: you have wealth in your area. Take a step today to begin to attract them. Thanks for being part of today's episode of Brogy's Step Up, brought to you by Brogy World, a human capacity development platform with the guiding mission of mentoring, coaching, and inspiring you for peak performance in life and work. You can download more podcasts and many free content when you visit Brogy.com. To get notification on our latest posts, interviews, podcasts, and books, kindly follow us on Facebook, Google+, Twitter, and LinkedIn at Brogy World. You can connect with us on WhatsApp with 0810-550-4664.